Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, we are heading into that time of year. School uniforms are being bought, new bags are being bought, exam papers, runners, shirts, replacement ties, jumpers with the crest, never without the crest, pencil cases, lunchboxes, all being bought. What you need, people, is a personal finance guru to plan your way through the next few weeks and get us back to school. Luckily, just strolling into studio now, Owen McGee, personal finance expert. Tricky time for people, particularly those with kids in secondary school or heading to college.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's not just a personal finance guru you need. I think it's a personal shopper you need. And I think it's a time management expert.
No, you need a leprechaun.
I think there's a lot going on in households today. And it is. It's a really difficult time for a lot of people. A lot of people just kind of, they get to this stage of the year and they say, right, we have to get the stuff right. I want, education's incredibly important. I want them to feel comfortable. I want them to fit in. I want them to not anything hold, I don't want them to have anything holding them back. And sometimes then the financial pressure comes on board. And one of the things we've discovered in some of the research that's out this year is almost 2 in 3 people will actually sacrifice family holidays to go back to school this year, to pay for back to school this year, because they just can't afford to do it.
And a third of people are borrowing to do it.
And if you think, put that, sometimes we look at 33% or a third. Put that in perspective for a minute. Just think about, you're standing in the schoolyard. You've just dropped Johnny or Mary in for their first day and you're talking to two other parents. One of the three of you has borrowed money to put little Johnny or little Mary back into school or to start school for the first time. And that is a really difficult place, because what's happened there is you have done your very best for your child to give them the best start they can have. You've had to borrow the money. And now what you've done is you've stored up a problem for the future, because you have to pay that loan back now. And there's a couple of pieces of advice I give to people. First of all, let's not underestimate the cost of it. Like primary school, a little bit under €1,500. Secondary school, a little bit over €1,500. And we might talk about college in a minute. But it's a significant cost for getting people back, getting kids back to school. But when you borrow money, some people will be left in the position that they're sitting here right now and go, I do not know how I'm going to have to pay for back to school this year. If it's inevitable that you're going to borrow, my first tip is start the preparations early.
Yes. So let us just put this in its proper context. Now, there's not much that we can do to necessarily help you over the course of the next 3 weeks. But sure as night follows day, little Johnny or Mary will be going back to school last week of August, and the one after, and the one after,
exactly,
and the one after. So you can start your work now for the years ahead.
Yeah. So step one is make sure you don't leave. If it's inevitable you're borrowing this year, get your preparation done early. So the longer we leave the moment we go looking for a loan, the more likely we're going to put it on more expensive stuff like credit cards. Or the easier it is to get credit, Philip, the more expensive it is. So start shopping around now. Credit unions are typically good. You might look for a personal loan from the bank. It might be a couple of other places that you might view. The things to stay away from are credit cards. Money lenders in particular, stay away from people like that. You don't want to be borrowing money. And just be careful about where you borrow money from. The other thing just to be careful about, though, is you need to be careful about, if you can afford to do it at all, rather than putting the loan over 12 months, try and put it over 6. And the reason for that is, if you put it over in 12 months' time, Johnny and Mary are going back to school again. If you put it over 6 months and pay the loan back for 6 months,
And then put the same amount aside, you can save.
You've half the problem next year.
For next September.
Yes.
What about borrowing from friends?
Yeah, it's often interest-free, but it's not emotional-free. And like, just think about that for a second. You borrow money for back to school, and let's say you borrow it off Mammy, and Mammy's, please don't be texting in, giving it out to me, right? You borrow it off Mammy, and in November you have a new coat on, and you walk into Mammy's kitchen, and Mammy goes, "That's a nice coat.
That's a lovely looking coat that you've treated yourself to."
Was that
there?
Expensive? Yeah, I didn't get a new coat this month. You did. So just be careful about the emotional cost. And if you do have to borrow money from family or even friends, make sure at the very, very least, there's a text message that says, "This is the terms and conditions. I'm going to pay you on this day of the month. This is how much you're going to pay you. And if we fall behind, this is the communication you're going to get, and this is how we're going to deal with it."
Step number one in planning then is to measure this year exactly how much it costs you to get Johnny and Mary back to school so that you can put a proper plan in place for next year.
Yeah, and this is whether you're borrowing or not borrowing. I'd strongly suggest maybe some people have already started. I'm sure lots of people have already started their back to school preparations. But if you haven't or if you have, try and look at how much have I spent so far, okay? Or if you're just about to start. And how we do this is we track it. We take out our phone every time we spend on a back to school cost and we write down in the notes or whatever section it is, a jumper with no crest on it, the crest, and we write the price beside it. And don't really think about it, just log it. And then when the child goes back to school, the first morning, sit down with your cup of coffee and take out your notes and work out how much did back to school cost you. Because the average numbers are useful, but they're average, right? So if it's costing 1,400, 1,500 euro, that might be different for you.
They are average, and people should bear in mind that there are certain years with a little bit of a sting, like it's a little bit more expensive at junior cert, and those big state exam years where you have to buy exam papers, which Angela is giving out about. She says, in recent clear out, I threw out / gave away lots of completely unused exam papers and workbooks, plus some with a page or two only filled in. What a waste of paper and money. I wonder, was that just your children who weren't actually doing the exams, Angela, or is that the universal experience?
And you know what? I think this is something we really need to lean into. We could do a whole piece. Me and you probably wouldn't be the best people to do it, but a whole piece on WhatsApp groups and the fourth class WhatsApp parents group and whatever the group looks like. This is a time to be sharing stuff like that. Like, it's a time to be jumping in and saying, I have
Who's
this.
Who's got anybody willing to share?
Or you
please.
Know what? Yeah. The school jumper with no crest on it can be bought in that shop for X amount and that shop for Y amount, and talk to each other, because you might be having financial difficulties this year. But remember, one in three people in that group are.
Should we talk a little bit about college?
Yes. So we have a bit of a problem this year, a bit of a confusion this year, maybe not use the word problem, a bit of confusion this year. Is it 3,000? Is there going to be a one-off payment? And we don't have any clarity on that yet. Interestingly, one of the TDs, and I can't remember, maybe you remember, Philip, who it is, said, oh, maybe if you spread the cost of college, if there's any changes in January, you will get this, some of the impact of those changes, if there's any reduction in college costs, if you spread it out by arrangement with the college.
Fine Gael's higher education spokesperson is the person who suggested that, but the point is, people still don't know at the moment what is going to be in the budget. We know that there isn't going to be, or that they're going to have to make the first instalment on the college fees before actually going to college, but there is the possibility of some kind of cost of living payment in the budget.
Yeah, there is. And put that to one side for a minute. We do have some research that shows the cost of going back to college, cost of college per child per year to the parent, okay, or to the guardian. And that typically works out, depending on what research you look at, 13,305 euros is a number we use a lot. But let's just round that off to 12,500 euros. That means it's going to cost you 50,000 euros for 4 years of college if the child lives away from home.
And at home,
about half of that. OK, so you need to be prepared for this. Probably one of the biggest financial mistakes I see, Philip, is where, and it's not just about back to school or funding for education. It's where people use a short term vehicle for a long term goal. Right. So if you're lucky enough that your child is born and you are in the financial position that you don't have to use the 140 euro a month child benefit to put bread and milk on the table, and you can afford to put that to one side, best intentions in the world, people actually say, you know what I'll do? I'll put it in on Post or Credit Union or the bank, and I'll put my 140 euros a month aside in there, and that'll cover college when they get there.
And is 140 enough?
Well, at 1%, let's ignore tax just to keep this simple. At 1%, the 140 euros a month is going to mature at around 33,000 euros. Ignoring tax, just bear with me.
So
right?
It's not enough.
It's not enough. It is if they live at home, but not if they live away from home. If you were to put it into what I call a no-brainer 60-40 portfolio, which is just, if you don't have a financial advisor, that's the way you should just invest the money. And again, we could talk about
that's
this.
That's the ratio of stocks to bonds.
Yes, 60% in shares, 40% in bonds. It's just a style of investing. It's something that I've been talking about for quite some time. But if you did that and you managed to get 4% per annum, 44,000 euros. Now, one of the things I did before I came in this morning was and I didn't cherry pick it, and I'm not going to tell you what fund it is, but I did look back at a fund, a very popular Irish fund that was available 18 years ago. And if you had started with little Johnny or little Mary's 140 euros a month and it matured today after 18 years, you would have in and around 65,000 euros today. That's the number that would be in that pot.
Sounds like a solution, but let us just add the caveat that all investments involve risk as well. But
They do, but the risk you're taking here is if your child lives away from home and you use a bank account, credit union, or OnPost that's giving you 1%, you're guaranteeing yourself that you're not going to cover the cost of college being away from home. This is the same money being used in a different way, getting a very different result. Like, it's actually, the figure is 33,128 is what the figure is at 1%, and the popular fund was 65,804 if it matured on the 30th of July. So there's a significant difference. It's just about using the money in a different way.
Okay. But the thing that I'm taking away from this is that you need to add somewhere in the region of 70 euro a month to the children's allowance.
Yeah.
In order to get to that figure of 50,000 for just one child.
Yeah, if you want to use that 1% bank account and the 140 a month won't cover it, you need to put in about 211, so an extra 70 euros a month in it in order to get up that 50,000 euro. If you just use your no-brainer portfolio, and imagine I'm taking a random kind of 4% growth per annum fund that gives you that, you need to add about 20 quid a month to it. So this is how much, like, we all work really hard for our money, but does our money work hard for us? And this is about just getting a little bit of advice. I totally recognise you saying, it's risky and shares and we all get scared. I get that. But I'm a strong believer in people are scared of shares, or people are scared of anything we don't understand. And if you can find someone who can explain it to you in a way that you understand it, it'll dilute the amount of scared you feel.
Yeah, but I think the most significant thing to take away from this is if you are a new parent now and you are in a position to be putting that sum of money away, the natural tendency of most human beings is to discount the future and say, ah, I'll deal with that down the line. But if they were to have a conversation with anybody trying to send a child to college, to university today, on the other side of the country today, they'd be putting that money away pretty quick, wouldn't
they? Yeah, and just to be clear to everybody, if you're within 5 years of needing the money, and this is not just to do it back to college, it maybe your child is 13 or whatever, but if you've got money that you don't need in the next 5 years, you get it out and you get it invested. Whether that's for back to school, whether that's for back to college, or going to college, whatever the case is, that's the rule of thumb. It's the 5 year rule. If you don't need the money in the next 5 years, get it out of your bank account, get some advice, make sure you're comfortable, make sure you can sleep at night, and most importantly, make sure you don't pull the plug on it at the wrong time for the wrong reasons.
Sound advice, Owen McGee. Thank you very much. Let's take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.